Okay, our friends. So today we are going to continue down our pathway of learning about seeds and trees and their life cycle. So buckle up, we're gonna do it. Today's story is called A Seed is Sleepy. And this story was written by Diane Hutz Aston and Sylvia Long. And it's read today by Mommy and...
The End.
The End. Wait, that's your name?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, so when I point to you, when we come to the last page of this book, can you say your name really loud?
Yeah.
I thought so. In the meantime, would you like to join me for a magical, exciting story?
Okay.
A seed is sleepy. Here we go. It lies there, tucked inside its flower. On its cone, or beneath the soil, snug and still. And in the picture, we can see a sunflower seed tucked into the sunflower. Now, some people like to eat those. Did you know that? A seed is secretive. It does not reveal itself too quickly. Most seeds sleep through a season or two, waiting for the warmer temperatures of spring. But some take their time. 10 years might pass before the bright red-orange seed of the Texas mountain laurel shows its purple bloom. A seed is fruitful. Did you know that 90% of the plants on Earth are flowering plants? And flowering plants produce fruits. Fruits of all shapes and textures that keep the seeds cozy until they have found the right place to grow. And in the picture, we can see those seeds tucked inside of the blueberry or the papaya or the strawberry or the Indian almond. There's so many different kinds of fruits. Now, here's another one for you. Did you know that a seed is naked? Yes, naked. Scientists call gymnosperms seeds that aren't clothed in fruits. Naked seeds. And most naked seeds hide themselves on the scales of cones until they're ready to make a dash for the ground. Who would guess that a seed as small as a freckle would grow into the world's tallest tree? Only 10% of redwood trees begin as seeds, though most redwood trees spring from existing trees. Did you know that they can grow up to 350 feet tall? That's really tall. Did you know that seeds come in many sizes? The orchid seed is the smallest seed of all. And there might be a million seeds in one pod. The seed of the coco de mer palm is the largest. It can weigh up to 60 pounds. That's probably more than you weigh.
How big is it?
Huge. A seed is adventurous. It must strike out on its own in search of a less crowded place to put down roots. And we can see a parachute of fine silky hairs take a dandelion seed 100 miles from its parent plant. Whee! It goes for a ride. And we can see some of the other plants that do that as well. The hop seed, the milkweed, the Japanese maple seed. Away they go. They have enough air inside to help them float. Drift seeds float on ocean currents from one shore to another. And their thick, protective shells keep out the seawater. Wow. There's so many floating types of seeds. The sea heart, the monkey ladder pod, the swamp palm, the hog plum. What fun names! There's even one called the hamburger bean. Mm-hmm. Did you know that a seed is inventive? To find a spot to grow, a seed might leap from its pod, or cling to a child's shoestring, or tumble through a bear's belly. A seed hopes to land where there is plenty of sunlight, soil, and water. Those cockle burrs that stick to your shoelaces that are pokey and sticky, those things are very good about finding a new place to live. Did you know that a seed is generous? It gives the baby plant or embryo a seed coat to keep it warm. And in the picture, friends, we can see such amazing things. This is the beginning and the early life cycle of these different foods and different plants. We can see the bean at 2 days, 4 days, 1 week, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. We can see rice at 3 days, 1 week, 1 month, 2 months, 4 months, and a pumpkin and a slash pine and a teak tree. The embryo's first meal comes from its seed leaves or cotyledons. Seeds with one seed leaf, like corn, are called monocots. And seeds with two seed leaves, like beans, are called dicots. And we can see the parts of the seed, the shoot or the plumule, the root or the radical, the seed leaf, the cotyledon, the bean, and the seed coat. Some seeds are ancient. Not all seeds are eager to germinate. Some have lain dormant or slept undisturbed for more than 1,000 years. The oldest known seed to sprout came from an extinct date palm tree. It was unearthed from a long ago king's mountaintop palace in Israel, and the scientist planted it, and 4 weeks later, it sprouted. Can you believe that?
Can you believe it?
Mm. A seed is thirsty and hungry. Once a seed has shed its coat, it drinks in the rain and the dew and yesterday's icicles. It feasts on minerals in the soil. Now part of the seed, the root, feels the tug of gravity and digs down deep. Another part of the seed, the shoot, is sensitive to light, and it reaches for the sun. It automatically knows where to go. A seed is clever. It knows to seek the sunlight. It pushes itself up, up, up through the soil, but it must wait a while before that happens. Plants make their own food through a process called photosynthesis. Inside plant leaves are cells containing chemicals that absorb sunlight. Light gives them the energy they need to turn water and carbon dioxide, which is a gas in the air, into food. But friends, a seed is sleepy, but only until it has found a place in the sun and it has found a breakfast and a drink of water. And then a seed is awake and becomes a plant like a sunflower. And it is so beautiful to see how all these different seeds become all these different plants. Friends, you've got to check this book out. I will put a link for it on my Amazon affiliates page. And then you can see all these plants doing their thing too. And that, my dear friends, is
the end.
The end. Anything you want to add?
Hope you can join us for another time.
Hope you can join us for another story time tomorrow. Is that right?
Yep.
Love it. Okay.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.